This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. Oh, we want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. He had an experience that maybe none of you will have that same experience, but every one of us needs to capture the understanding that my guest, his name is Leif Hetland. I'm speaking to him at his office in Florence, Alabama. And Leif, you know the difference between being a pastor, loving God, serving him with every fiber of your being, even to the point of stress and burning out. And what is it that made such a transformation in your life? Well, can we go back to one specific moment even?
Well, I think that there is almost a journey that you have to look back because, and I'm not going to make this long, but I came as a prodigal son mainly because of religion and church. And that lasted where I almost ended up in the pig pen. The good news was that I got glorious saved, I got healed, I got delivered, and I got set free in 1984. The bad news was I came to church. I went to church. And suddenly now when I was in church, if you're going to be a good Christian, you need to read your Bible. And if you're going to be a Christian, you need to pray. And before you knew it, suddenly all these arteries, and of course I had just fallen in love with Jesus, had an encounter with Jesus, and I wanted to be as pleasing to him as possible. But in church I now learned about all the rules and the regulation and all these different things I needed to do for him. Then he's going to be happy. Then he's going to be pleased with you. And that started off with a performance treadmill because I'm a high A personality. And as I was a very radical for the kingdom of darkness, now I wanted to be radical for the kingdom of light. And that whole thing was that orphan spirit that was in me. And it went back to a little boy. I go back to the 12-year-old little boy that just wanted to be loved, that just wanted to be secured, that wanted to be valued, that just wanted to understand his purpose. Now I am in ministry. Suddenly now I'm in Bible college. I'm succeeding. I'm the pastor of the largest Baptist church in Norway at that time period. We baptized more people than anybody else. So my whole identity is, look what I am doing for you, God. And then I went to the nations and things started to happen. And so the whole identity system is, look what I'm doing for you. And what I didn't realize was that branch is on the same tree as the branch that I came from, the rebellious branch, or what we often call the rebellious son, from being into the drugs and everything else. I went from a bad branch to a good branch, but it is part of the same tree called knowledge of good and evil, and it is the flesh branch. And you can only continue that, because what about when they didn't applaud you and they didn't say it was the best sermon? Then a lot of the orphan thinking and the orphan spirit, it came out of my family, because you cannot keep up. And here you're supposed to have the best prayer life and the fasting, and then you continue with all of these different things that you're going to keep up with. But then you sense, I'm not a good enough father, and suddenly I'm ending up with 4 children. I'm not able to take care of my children. And then I'm not good enough pastor, and then I don't pray enough, and then I don't. So Mr. Law comes into my life, and he's a tough marital partner. He points out to all the mistakes in your life. And then the detrimental things in the kingdom of God is that you try harder. And I tried harder, and I continued to try harder. And the result was just a devastation. I almost ruined my family and eventually my ministry and everything else. Even if I had success in man's eyes, if you looked on paper, on the inside, I was a person that was heading towards being burned out and becoming another part of the statistics where we are seeing that most people never finish the race of the calling that God has upon their life.
But out of curiosity, were you blind at that point to what you now see?
Well, I think that there were several different things. First of all, there's been some crisis, and there's a saying that says that people only change. Change is very difficult. You either hurt enough where you have to, you learn enough where you want to, or you receive enough where you are able to. It's called an impartation. And sometimes I
like the receive enough myself, but go ahead.
But I think that is what often I'm saying, it is a combination of all three. But there was a major importation that was taking place in my life, and I call it, and it was almost a process, but I suddenly had an overwhelming experience with God. I was sitting in the car. My identity, I was so happy. I had just been at Fresh Oil and New Wine in 2002, and Jensen Franklin or John Kilpatrick and Elmer Towns, all these names that I look forward to. Here I'm on the poster. Here I'm being advertised by Dr. Ron Phillips, and now I'm one of the speakers, and God used me in a powerful way, and all the people were telling how great I was. But I was sitting in the car, and suddenly it was almost like the Father was just telling me that, actually, on my report card, you got an F. But I want you to remind you something, son. Jesus, he got a straight A, and he exchanged report card with you. So you do not need to look at your report card any longer in what you have done or accomplished, because none of that measure up to Jesus. I want you to look at the new report card the way I look at you. And the reason, I do not treat you on behalf of your history, but your destiny. And I have a destiny over your life, but I want you to start to look at the right report card. And it was a baptism of love experience where I heard the Father say what he spoke to Jesus before Jesus had done anything. You are my beloved Son, whom I love and whom I am well pleased.
Now, intellectually, you knew that. That wasn't a revelation to you. But the revelation was when God spoke that to you direct.
It was a direct, yeah, it was an impartation of love. It was an experience. It was like it was like Father God himself in that car was more close than my secretaries in the office right now. I mean, it was an experience where God almost visited a car and was whisper or was speaking into my heart, and my heart and almost placed his arms around me. And I wept for the next 3.5 to 4 hours. He told me some specific things that I needed to do. And here's just one example. He said, your wife has always been Rachel to you, hasn't she? And I said, yes, sir. Well, she has always felt like Leah. She has always felt that ministry has been your Rachel. You could talk about thousands are being saved or watching the video of miracles, the quadriplegic walking. I would be so excited. I could talk for hours. By the way, here's my wife. I didn't have the same enthusiasm. I didn't have the same heart. And I realized that my wife, I have met. And incidents after incidents, the Father showed me that I am not a lover, that I have put the great commission before the great commandment. And the result of that was devastating. So there was a combination of both repentance, and there was also a combination and an overwhelmingness of freedom that I do not need to try any longer. I don't need to be an achiever any longer. Instead of trying, I can trust. Instead of achieving, I can receive. And I can learn to rest. And I can just learn the secret that I believe that most of my teaching is about now. I can learn about sonship. You don't have to be an orphan any longer. Jesus says, I will not leave you as an orphan, but I have come to you. And the reason he came to us was to bring us back again to the Father so that we could experience what we see there in the book of the beginning.
And you know what, Mishpocha, this is not just words. This is not just good speaking. This is a position that Leif is in that we all can enter in. But I have to ask you, Leif, with this information that the Holy Spirit gave you about your family, what did you do about it?
The first thing I did was I repented. I went to my wife and I said, I asked, can we go for a walk? She had heard me repent and say, I'm sorry before. But there were several different things here that she started to see change. And sometimes it takes a time because she was a little suspicious because I'm saying, I'm sorry. Sorry I'm late. I'm sorry I'm always traveling. She was used to hearing that kind of a language from me. But this time it was a little different. I told her specifically what God had said. And I said that it is not just that you are my Rachel. I would have given up ministry if you asked me to. And if you want me to, I'll give up everything that I have, and I will go anywhere because you are more important than anything.
Now, did you really mean that you would give up ministry? I mean, you're approaching what you were created for.
Yes, I would. I would, because I did know that everything would flow out of intimacy and out of relationship, first with the father and then with my wife. And I do know that whatever I give up is also what I get. So it was not, my motivation was not to get something else, but I would have canceled everything that was on the calendar if that was needed for my wife, just to be a lover and to get to know her in a new way, where she will know that her husband is not, first of all, a father, a businessman, the president of an organization, a speaker in a conference, but that he is a lover. That is his identity right now. And he exists to receive love and give love, and that doesn't start with a nation. It starts in the home with my wife and the four beautiful children he has given me, and out of that it flows into the churches and into the country and into the nation.
Leif, we're just about out of time, but tell me about these four CDs that we're making available called Father Loves You.
To put it in a very quick term, what I try to do is I want people to understand the Father heart of God, because I think that most people will feel comfortable with Jesus, and quite a few of the listeners will be comfortable with the Holy Spirit. But I do believe, like me, most of us, we need a new Father. Often the God of the Bible that we serve, somehow he is either there with he is distant, or he is there with a pointed finger. He's not there when I need him. And we need the Father's love. And so what I've done is I've gone into the book of beginning, in the book of Revelation, and I show very clearly in the creation, after 6.5 days, when he created man in his own image, the first experience that Adam ever had was the breath of God. The first voice he heard was the voice of the Father. The first face he ever saw was the face of the Father. The first experience he had was the presence of the Father. And he was placed there in Eden, and that means the pleasure. It means in the pleasure of the Father, by a river, and I do not have the time, but that river would take you into four different directions. It was a perfect Father with a perfect Son in a perfect place. So I start actually to creating the ideal how it was before the fall came in. Then I will also talk some about when the fall came in. Suddenly fear, the insecurity, the guilt, the loneliness, the escapism, the anxiety, the failure, what happened as a result of the fall. But then I also go back and show the second Adam, or Jesus, how he did not just come to save us from our sin so that we can limp through this life and get our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and then pray and hope.
Leif, we're out of time. Mishpuchot, this is four CDs that are life-changing, plus a fifth CD on healing. So many people are being healed. All five CDs for a donation of $30.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.